techie kind of idea. Running a business like that, I figured, would let me relax, listening to my favorite music from morning till night. The problem was, since my wife and I had married while still in university, we had no money. Therefore, for the first 3 years, we worked like slaves, often taking on several jobs at once to save as much as we could. After that, I made the rounds, borrowing whatever money friends and family could spare. Then we took all the funds we had managed to scrape together and opened a small coffee shop bar in Kokobunji, a student hangout in the western suburbs of Tokyo. It was 1974. It cost a lot less to open your own place back then than it does now. Young people like us, who were determined to avoid company life at all costs, were launching small shops left and right. Cafes and restaurants, variety stores, bookstores, you name it. Several places near us were owned and run by people of our generation. Kokubunji retained a strong counterculture vibe, and many of those who hung around the area were dropouts from the shrinking student movement. It was an era when, all over the world, one could still find gaps in the system. I brought my old upright piano from my parents' house and began offering live music on weekends. There were many young jazz musicians living in the Kokubunji area who happily, I think, played for the small amount we could pay them. Many went on to become well-known musicians. Even now, I sometimes run across them in jazz clubs around Tokyo. Although we were doing what we liked, paying back our debts was a constant struggle. We owed the bank, and we owed the people who had supported us. On one occasion, stuck for our monthly payment to the bank, my wife and I were trudging along with our heads down late at night when we stumbled across some money lying in the street. Whether it was synchronicity or some sort of divine intervention, I don't know, but the amount was exactly what we needed. Since the payment was due the next day, it was truly a last-minute reprieve. Strange events like this have happened at various junctures in my life. Most Japanese would have probably done the proper thing and turned the money into the police. But stretched to the limit as we were, we couldn't live by such fine sentiments. Still, it was fun. No question about that. I was young and in my prime, could listen to my favorite music all day long, and was the lord of my own little domain. I didn't have to squeeze onto packed commuter trains or attend mind-numbing meetings or suck up to a boss I disliked. Instead, I had the chance to meet all kinds of interesting people. My 20s were thus spent paying off loans and doing hard physical labor, making sandwiches and cocktails, hustling foul-mouthed patrons out the door from morning till night. After a few years, our landlord decided to renovate the Kokubunji building, so we moved to more up-to-date and spacious digs near the center of Tokyo, in Sendagaya. Our new location provided enough room for a grand piano, but our debt increased as a result. So things still weren't any easier. Looking back, all I can remember is how hard we worked. I imagine most people are relatively laid back in their 20s, but we had virtually no time to enjoy the carefree days of youth. We barely got by. What free time I did have, though, I spent reading. Along with music, books were my great joy. No matter how busy or how broke or how exhausted I was, no one could take those pleasures away from me. As the end of my 20s approached, our Sendagaya jazz bar was at last beginning to show signs of stability. True, we couldn't sit back and relax, we still owed money and our business had its ups and downs, but at least things seemed headed in a good direction. One bright April afternoon in 1978, I attended a baseball game at Jingu Stadium, not far from where I lived and worked. It was the Central League.